馬太福音28:18-20，使徒行傳2:38-39。耶穌進前來對他們說，天上地下所有的權柄都賜給我了，所以你們要去使万民作我的门徒，奉父子圣灵的名给他们施洗，凡我所吩咐你们的都教训他们遵守，我就常与你们同在，直到世界的末了。彼得说，你们各人要悔改，奉耶稣基督的名受洗，叫你们的罪得赦，就必须受所赐的圣灵，因为这应许是给你们和你们的儿女，便一切在远方的人，就是主我们神所招来的。
我哋今日呢个崇拜咧系时间好短啫。
Today our worship will be a very short period.
只有45分钟，因为我哋要准备咧系上去啊礼堂嗰个系开始我哋嘅预备浸礼同埋呢个嘅啊联合崇拜。
Because we need to go to the mother church to prepare for the joint worship.
咁所以咧，我咧就打咗两遍一个英文同埋中文嘅 PowerPoint 吓。
So we have both English and Chinese.
嗰啲经文都系好大家好熟嘅。
The scriptures is familiar to everyone.
所以我就唔会仔细讲每一个经文。
So I won't read all the scriptures very detailed.
刚才 Bonnie 姊妹帮你读咗两段嘅经文。
Sister Bonnie read the scripture for us.
其中马太福音28:18-20。
Matthew chapter 28:18-20。
刚才 Matthew 咧都有讲嘅。
Matthew also recited it.
呢个系马太福音一个好重要嘅经文。
It is a very important scripture in Matthew.
我哋中文堂弟兄姊妹咧喺五月开始，我哋去一齐去读经，就系其中就系读马太福音。
The Chinese missions will start reading Book of Matthew in May.
呢个马太福音被称为王者嘅福音。
This scripture is called the King's.
耶稣就系个王，佢要颁布好多嘅教训同埋命令。
It is a message to everyone.
其中就係一個馬太福音嘅28章，一個我哋教會稱為一個嘅大使命。
One of it is the church called it the Great Commission, which is Matthew chapter 28.
雖然四福音書裏邊都有講大使命。
Even though four books has talk a gospel books has talked about this great.
但係唯獨馬太福音28章呢個咧係一個大家都要記得，因為佢一個好詳細嘅大使命。
But Book of Matthew has very details talking about the Great Commissions.
耶稣升天之前咧，嚟到系提醒我哋，或者系教导我哋，要我哋遵守，必须遵守嘅。
Jesus teaches before he goes to the heaven.
我哋去另一个 PowerPoint 啊，就系呢个经文。呢个经文里边咧系，呢度转唔到，喺我嗰度转。OK，系呢个经文咧系，你帮手转。呢个经文其实系。提醒我哋几样事情。
These scriptures remind us of a couple of things.
其中有一个嘅分词啊 ，participle 就系个语气系一个命令式嘅。
One of the words is to ask you to go for it.
就要去。
It's go.
唔系坐喺度等人哋嚟。
It's not just sit there.
要出去。
It's to go out.
出去做乜嘢咧？咁。
Go out to do what?
第二个重点就系使万民作主嘅门徒。
The second thing is to baptizing people in the name of.
呢个喺整个嘅大使命里面系最重要嘅一句。
This is the most important phrase in this great commission.
所以呢个系一个主动词嚟嘅。
So this is a phrase to ask you to go do it.
点样做一个门徒咧
？So how to be
第一样嘢就系要嚟到系去受浸啦。
The first thing is to go to do the baptizing.
特別呢度提到咧，係要點樣受浸？係奉聖父、聖子、聖靈嘅名嚟受浸嘅。
How to baptize is to through the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
我哋讀英文都知道啊，如果有三個名嘅時候咧，個名一定係眾數嚟嘅。
So when we read the word, it is a plural.
但好奇怪，呢個名咧係一個單數字嚟嘅。
But the name here is a single.
可见圣父、圣子、圣灵咧，都系一个神嚟啫。
Therefore, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit
唔系三个神嚟
嘅。
所以我哋受洗系接受嗰位三一神嘅祝福，就系我哋咧系受洗归入主嘅名下。
So when we got baptized, we were blessed by the Trinity God.
所以奉圣父、圣子嘅名施洗咧，亦都系等于咧，我哋系要啊凭藉佢嘅名名字进入佢嘅家里边。
So when we got baptized, we were baptized through His name, or blessed by His name.
或者系归入佢嘅名里边。
And we go into become His name.
好似一个移交行动一样。
It's kind of like a handover ceremony.
啊，所以我哋系进入爱子嘅国度里边。
Therefore, we go into the kingdom of the beloved Son.
当然呢一度亦都提醒我哋，我哋唔系净系传福音，我哋做，我哋更加重要咧，就系将主嘅教导咧，我哋要遵守嘅。主俾我哋嘅命令。一切嘅教導咧，我都要遵守。
It is not talking only about going out to preach the gospel, but also to do it ourselves.
如果咁嘅時候咧，有個應許俾我哋咧，就神會與我同在。以馬內利嘅神咧，係一定同我哋同在，直到世界末了啦。
So the God of Emmanuel will be with us forever.
係咩？好清楚嘅大使命係咪啊
？It is a very clear great commission.
所以馬太福音二十八章呢個大使命係我哋每個人都要記在心中嘅。
Therefore, the Great Commission, Matthew chapter 28, is a scripture that we should memorize in our hearts.
但我哋刚才读嘅《使徒行传》第二章38-39节咧
，But the books of Acts chapter 2:38-39
就系大使命嗰个实践啦。
It's the applications of the Great Commission.
特别讲到初期教会嘅时候
，Especially talking about the early churches.
彼得佢嘅嚟到系讲道。
Peter preach.
令到有3000人嚟到信主。
It helped 3,000 people to become to believe in God Jesus.
我知道3000人信主咧，唔係當時嗰啲猶太人嘅人嚟嘅。
I believe that the 3,000 people is not the Jewish.
而係嗰啲我哋稱為叫而家叫海歸派喺外邊翻嚟嘅啲猶太人嚟嘅。
We're talking about people coming back from overseas.
雖然彼得講到係好普通嘅啫，你睇下嗰第二章嘅時候。
Even Peter preaches in a very regular way.
但係好特別嘅地方就因為聖靈降臨咗啦。
But the special thing is Holy Spirit.
所以彼得就佢講到就好有能力。
Therefore, Peter preaches very spiritually.
所以我哋今日睇到咧喺彼得嘅呢番説話裏邊咧。
So in the word where Peter preached.
佢提到我哋要悔改。
He asks us to repent.
悔改唔夠。
Not only to repent.
奉耶稣基督的名受洗。
We need to baptize in the name of Jesus Christ.
彼得呢度冇讲系奉圣父、圣子、圣灵嘅名。
Peter didn't say baptize through the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
同二十八章，我哋刚才马太福音二十八章系有啲唔同。
It is a bit different from what we read in Matthew chapter 20.
佢只系强调耶稣基督嘅名。
He only emphasized on the name of Jesus Christ.
但耶稣基督嘅名其实我哋知道系包括咗圣子同埋圣灵。
But the name of Jesus.
圣父同埋圣灵。
In the name of Jesus Christ, we know that it can include the Father and the Holy Spirit.
但耶稣基督嘅名咧系一个好重要嘅名字。
The Lord Jesus is a very important.
如此你就罪得赦免。
Therefore, your sins will be
领受所赐嘅圣灵啦，咁样。
And receive the blessings.
咁而呢个应许系俾所有信主嘅人嚟嘅。
And this blessing is for everyone that believes in the Son.
无论系近处远处嘅人。
No matter it's from the far or on to the near.
所以我哋睇到彼得佢实践呢个大使命。
Therefore, we see Peter apply this great commission in his life.
我都睇到我哋一个人信主咧。
We also see that a person.
点话你信主咧？点解你话我信咗主咧？
How do you say yourself believe in the Lord?
有三个步骤。
There are three steps.
英文就系 A B C。
In English, we call it A B and C.
第一就系 admit， 要承认自己嘅罪人。
First, we admit we are the sinners.
我哋呢个罪人唔系我哋一定系做好多坏事、杀人放火呢个叫罪人。
A sinner is not only whether you do a lot of crimes.
而且系而喺神嘅面光当中。
It's just in front of the Lord.
圣经话我哋每个人都有罪。
The Bible says that
everyone has
sins.
未做出嚟嘅
some of the sins may not be carried out, but inside our hearts.
呢个都系罪。
This is also.
所以信主要承认自己系罪人。
Therefore, when we believe in the Lord, we need to admit we are a sinner.
并且第二步就 believe 相信。
And the second step is to believe.
就系相信 神嘅救恩。
We believe in the gospel of the redemption of God.
相信耶稣基督系神。
Believe in the Jesus is the Son of God.
并且第三 C。
And the third is C.
就系接受。
Is to confess.
接受咩咧？接受耶稣基督。
To accept Jesus Christ.
佢唔单单系我哋嘅神。
He's not only our God.
佢更加系我哋嘅救主。
He's also the Savior of ourselves.
我哋接受佢嘅拯救。
We receive and accept.
并且接受佢系我哋主，系我哋 Lord.
And accept Him as our personal Lord.
我哋一生去跟随佢。
We follow Him throughout our life.
呢个就系信耶稣啦。
This is what we call gospel.
所以当我哋话我哋奉圣父、圣子、圣灵为一个人施洗嘅时候。
So when we say that we baptize in the God in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit,
我哋想到圣父佢制定咗呢个救赎。
We see that the Father instituted the salvation.
约翰福音三章十六节大家好熟悉嘅经文。
In John 3:16, everyone very familiar with it.
提醒我哋神爱我哋。
It reminds us God loves everyone.
所以佢知道我哋人有罪。
Because He knows everyone.
所以制定咗一个救赎。
Therefore, He instituted a salvation. 藉
着佢独生子耶稣基督嚟到赐俾我哋。
Through his sons, he gave it to us.
叫信的人,
For whoever that believe in it,
不至灭亡,
not,
反得永生,
not, shall not perish and have everlasting life.
你又讲到圣子了,
talking about the God's son.
圣子的完成了救赎,
God the son completed the salvation.
在希伯来书第十章那里很清楚讲到,
in books of Hebrews chapter 10, 12 to 14,
在旧约的时候, 他们要不断地献祭, 献那些羊去牛。
In the Old Testament, they have to offer. They have to offer. What's that called? Sorry, a sacrifice.
但系呢不过只系预表将来要嚟嘅耶稣基督。
But it's just to foresee who is coming.
所以基督佢一次嘅献上。
So one time sacrificial Lord Jesus.
呢个成为永远有效嘅赎罪祭。
It's the forever. Sacrificial.
所以我哋得以成圣人，永远完全。
Therefore, it let everyone that believe in it, we have the salvation.
所以圣子完成了救赎。
Therefore, the God the Son completed the salvation.
另外圣灵啦。
Now we talk about the Holy Spirit.
我哋喺受洗嘅时候，奉圣灵，亦都奉圣灵嘅名嚟受洗。
When we got baptized, we were baptized in the name of the Holy Spirit.
我知道人信主系圣灵嘅感动。
When we believe in the Lord, Holy Spirit,
圣灵感动人去接受上帝嘅救赎。
Holy Spirit help us to believe in the Lord.
所以圣经好清楚讲听。
Therefore, Bible very clear.
如果唔系圣灵感动我哋
，If not the Holy Spirit,
冇人能够说耶稣是主。
Nobody can call Jesus as the Savior.
所以耶稣是主系圣灵感动我哋。
Therefore, when we call Jesus
接受耶稣做我哋嘅救主
，Holy Spirit move us to do so。
所以受洗虽然好简单一个说话
，So baptism is a very simple
thing。奉圣父、圣子、圣灵为嘅受洗。
What we say that we baptize it in the name of the
Lord Jesus。或者简单讲，奉耶稣基督嘅名受洗。
It's a very simple move。
但系其实就系睇到神佢为我所预备嘅一嚿救恩。
But we saw the salvation that was prepared by our God。
金仔吓。他是流亡之徒，本来他应该上一次12月25号洗礼。
Matthew was supposed to be baptized during December 25th.
但他未预备好。
But he was not.
但今天预备好没有？ Yes. Yes.
Okay, are you ready?
今天预备好了。所以神勉强人的，他有感动，相信圣灵感动他，他受洗了。
So Holy Spirit moved him to make the decision today.
我们看到年轻人受洗，我们心里没开心。
When we see the young generations are baptized, we are very delightful.
因为佢将年轻嘅生命，佢知道系神带领佢。
Because he knows his life is it's under the hand of the Lord.
你都受洗归入主嘅名下。
It's also baptized and come under the name of the Lord.
一生由神去带领。
His life will be carried by the Lord.
所以受洗亦都系好似呢个罗马书十章所讲嘅。
It's also in the books of Romans chapter 10.
是一个公开的见证。
It is a public testimony.
心中信神从死里复活。
Believe in the heart that he was dead and he was raised.
并且口里宣耶稣是主。
And proclaim through his mouth.
所以我一般在受洗之前都会问他两个问题。
Therefore, before baptism, I will ask him two questions.
除了是他要接受耶稣做救主之外。
besides believing in Jesus as his personal Savior, and also proclaim Jesus is the Lord and follow him forever. It's also instituted in the books of Romans. Asking us after the baptism.
受洗是symbolize, 是預表了我們歸入基督的死和去埋葬。
It symbolized we were baptized into his death.
當我們從水面上來的時候,
when we raised from the water,
我們行事為人,
our behavior,
就是一個新生的樣式,
it's a new beginning.
我們預言三位的真神,
may the Lord of Trinity
祝福我們每一位,
to bless everyone.
我們一生是跟隨祂,
we will follow him forever.
活出一個新生的樣式,
and live a new life.
更加祝福 Matthew.
And we also bless Matthew.
今天5月7日,
today, May 7th.
雖然他只有一個人受洗,
even though only him to be baptized.
其他三個congregation今天都沒有,
other congregations doesn't have any baptism.
只有你一個而已, 但一個不可少, 我們都覺得很感恩的,
one is very precious.
所以我願意Matthew一生跟隨主,
may him decide to follow him,
直至見主的面,
until he sees the Amen. Face of the Lord.
好，一起唱一首詩歌，叫《快樂日》，因為受洗亦都快樂日，我們都回憶我們自己受洗的，是很開心的日子，因為耶穌基督洗淨我們的罪，我們靠主的寶血，我們永遠是跟隨神。